29-year-old Jason Chapman was tailgating before a Bengals game last year and noticed some people on the other side of the fence who might be hungry.
So we decided to offer plates of food, and we really didn't know if we should or if it would be accepted with grace or not. So we just went out on the limb and offered plates of food, and they received it with open arms. And then we noticed that other party goers inside the tailgate party, they also started to give plates of food as well. So it started somewhat like a chain reaction.
The Union Institute and University Enrollment Counselor says he has helped people all his life. For the last couple of years, he and a few friends have put on Thanksgiving dinners for North College Hill residents in need. The day after the tailgate party, he decided to start the Midwest Project with Rodrigo Williams and Kenneth Bibb. The nonprofit charity raising money through social media specializes in education, nonviolence, and health and wellness. Carla Butler's daycare, Wesley Education Center, is a beneficiary. Midwest paid for about 25 kids to go to the zoo's Festival of Lights.
I loved it. It was something that was unexpected, and it showed that Wesley is in the forefront of other people's minds and that they really consider and value the work that we do.
Woodward High School valedictorian Janelle James earned a scholarship to Eastern Michigan University, but that won't pay for everything. She's another Midwest beneficiary. Again, Jason Chapman.
It's about giving back, and I'm not the richest guy in the world, but I do know that if I gave a little bit, it doesn't necessarily change my financial status. I'm still okay at the end of the day.
More information about the Midwest Project is on our website, WVXU.org, and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.